kind of colliders were called cholera and phantom.
Hmm.
And you had to be real careful.
Hmm.
What you gave a child the first 2 years. And then we had what we called the TB was called the 40 years consumption. That's when people had the old time of TB and they just live on for old age, but they had consumption and they'd have that cough.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great uncle that he lived to be right near 90, and he had it, and I heard my aunt say, and said, Dr. Thompson looked like an apostle lying up in bed. He spent 20 years in bed and then finally died of old age. And he had the 40-year consumption.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
20-year, 40-year consumption. And the other kind that killed you and her was called galloping consumption. It was TB.
Mm-hmm,
galloping
mm-hmm.
consumption.
What about something where you might have a appendix needed to be taken out? Do they have any other terms for that? You can remember.
No, I can't think of any, but appendicitis, you see very often people died of appendicitis and
mm-hmm.
they didn't know what the trouble was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people say they died of old age.
Mm-hmm.
Or they wore out. They wore out and died.
Right.
And other diseases too, I'm not going into that, but they had a lot of home remedies.
Mm-hmm.
When a child had a whooping cough, they'd try to get hold of some mare milk for them. Give them mare milk.
Mm.
It felt like it would knock up the whooping cough.
Mm-hmm.
Worked.
And then all kinds of poultices that they made for different things. For instance, when you had a bad case, I don't even call it influenza, the croup. And your lungs would be filled with phlegm, and they'd make a poultice out of camphor and a wool and put it on your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Or mustard and put it on your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Or put menthol camphor up your nose.
Mm.
And there were just a lot of home remedies.
Mm-hmm.
And then here, they used the spirits of turpentine. And Lord, you get the worst cut you've ever seen. You didn't go to a doctor to have it sewed up. They wash it out good with, put some lye in hot water and wash it out good, and then pour spirits of turpentine and burn you nearly to death. But it would kill the germs.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Kill the germs. They use a lot of spirits. And I'll tell you another home remedy they used a lot. They'd buy a castor oil by the quart.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd administer that to children and put a little spirits of turpentine in it. Well, now they don't even give us turpentine. Doctors will not give it. And when I used to have hoarseness, when I was school principal, I'd have to make a talk, and I'd take whiskey and kerosene, or whiskey and turpentine, or whiskey and sugar, and that wouldn't break it. But then I'd take a little turpentine and water, and it would help.
And drink it.
And drink it.
Mm.
And then I'll tell you what else they did. Now, you laugh when I tell you this. They would give us arsenic. We'd take just a drop or two of arsenic, usually in April and May. It did something to purify it.
Worms, maybe?
I don't know what it was. Arsenic in cold water, just a few drops.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took asfetida, too. And they used to, now we didn't do that, but colored children and some of the poor whites would put a little asfetida in a little bag and put it around your neck. And that was supposed to keep off germs.
What was that?
Asfetida.
What's that?
I don't know. It's a strong medicine of some kind. I don't know how to spell it. It doesn't spell like it. Asfetida.
Huh.
Asfetida.
Mm-hmm.
Asphetidae, something like that. And they don't even give that to anybody now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a merlin that grows here. They used to make merlin tea.
Mm-hmm.
And make cassina berry tea, yopon tea.